So you telling me that you have an Instagram course that covers the basics of Instagram doesn't create desire. Like, yeah, maybe I do want to learn or focus on Instagram, but this doesn't get me excited or motivated. It just simply seems like an option that's out there if I want to take some time to learn Instagram. Hey there, I'm Marissa, and I want to personally welcome you to the Escape the 9-to-5 podcast, where we discuss all things making money online and creating a life that you love. After losing my dad at 19, I learned how short life can be. And because of this, I now know that making money online is about so much more than an extra paycheck. It's about freedom. It's about options. And it's about having the opportunity to spend your time on this planet your way. Thank you so much for tuning in. Now it's time to dive into today's episode. Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Escape the 9-to-5 podcast. Okay, so it's been a little while. I was actually in Florida all of last week. That was super nice, great weather, all of the above, so that was awesome. And then the week before that, I was super sick like all week. So there's a lot of sickness, a lot of junk going around right now. But yeah, you know, it's these times and these situations where I'm extremely thankful to have my own business that, you know, allows me to take a break, to travel, to rest, all of the above. Okay, so today I want to talk Stanley Cups, and this is an episode that's been kind of on the radar for a little while and that I'm pretty excited to do. So, for starters, I feel like I need to add this little caveat here, and that is, do I own the famous Stanley Cup? No, I do not. So, I don't know. I'm really weird about kitchen stuff. Like, kind of funny backstory, my husband Alex would have literally every kitchen appliance, tool, chopper, anything that you can imagine if he could. But I am super anti-unnecessary kitchen items. So, I hate clutter and excess stuff, and, you know, I don't need 10 different ways to chop an onion. So yeah, I kind of have some strict rules around what kitchen accessories, appliances, etc. Alex can get, and it's kind of this whole joke with our families, but we found some middle ground. And you know, I'm not super weird about other things like that in my life. I don't know why the kitchen stuff, but it is what it is. So, with that being said, I do not have a Stanley because I don't need another large cup. I've already got plenty. And you know, I'm also super stingy and kind of intentional about cabinet space. Even though I have multiple empty shelves and, you know, I guess I'm saving those for a rainy day. But anyways, I do want to talk about the Stanley Cup because there's something super valuable to be learned here. Okay, so Stanley Cups have grown in popularity like leaps and bounds over the past year-ish. I don't really know when it started. But I can pretty much guarantee it's not because all of a sudden half of America needed a new cup all at the same time. Like, let's be real, 99% of Stanley's customers likely have more than one water bottle or cup at home. Like, they have ways to hold water and drink water. They don't need a Stanley cup because they don't have anything to hold their liquids. Instead, they want the Stanley cup. They desire it. You know, they don't just want another cup. They don't need another cup. They want a Stanley. There's no other option. So think about it. When it comes to, you know, cups, water bottles, all of it, there are tons of options out there. Heck, you could probably find a really decent water bottle for under $10 at Walmart if you wanted to. But Stanley's customers, they don't care. They don't want a water bottle. They want a Stanley, and they're willing to pay significantly more for a Stanley versus a water bottle from Walmart, right? So this is such a great example of powerful marketing. You want to position you, your products, your offers as the only solution. You want to be the Stanley of your niche, not just some generic water bottle. So as kind of an example of this, let's say you help business owners with Instagram marketing and you have an Instagram marketing course. Like, that's great. That's a great option. Lots of people need that. So marketing like a generic water bottle would essentially be like you talking about how your course includes lessons on posting frequency, using the Instagram app, creating captions, and so on. Like, yes, all of these things are helpful. You probably need to know these things, but talk about boring. So you telling me that you have an Instagram course that covers the basics of Instagram doesn't create desire. Like, yeah, maybe I do want to learn or focus on Instagram, but this doesn't get me excited or motivated. It just simply seems like an option that's out there if I want to take some time to learn Instagram. You know, it's like marketing, like I mentioned, for a generic water bottle, which if you were doing that, you might include things like, you know, saying it doesn't leak, it keeps your water cold, it holds 20 ounces. Like, valid, good to know, but that doesn't create desire for that water bottle. It doesn't create that I want this or I need to buy this now energy. On the other hand, if you start marketing like Stanley, you might be talking about how people can make passive sales every day while only posting 2 to 3 times a week on Instagram. Like, that's sexy. I want to know how to do that. I want your secrets. And, you know, when you say that, I envision myself getting paid while sipping a margarita on the beach. It creates desire. All of a sudden, the Instagram course that mentions, you know, learning Instagram basics, it doesn't even compete. I don't want that. That's boring. Like, eh, maybe I'll get to it. Maybe I won't. And, you know, even if this was $30, so the basic course was $30, and then the course that mentions passive sales on the beach was $400, I'd still choose the beach course because that's something I already want. You're marketing to my wants and my desires. And this is what Stanley does. You know, it sounds kind of shallow, but people want Stanleys because it makes them feel cool, hip, trendy, with the times, or even popular. You know, it's the cool thing to do and people want to be cool. They want to fit in all of those things. And, you know, some other aspects of it too, it makes people feel cute when they match their outfit to their Stanley. You know, maybe they have the perfect cup that matches the whole aesthetic they're going for that day. It makes them feel fit and healthy when they drink a bunch of water. You know, it makes them feel like, oh yeah, I'm reaching my goals. I'm doing good things. Like, this is encouraging me to drink more water. So overall, when it comes to your marketing, if you want to become the only go-to option, you need to speak to what your audience really desires. Do they desire to know all about Instagram marketing? Eh, not really. Do they desire to make sales via Instagram while sitting on the beach? Definitely. Right? So today, I want to encourage you to really dive into where your audience is currently at. You know, how do they feel? What does their life currently look like? Then also, what do they actually desire? What do they want their life to look like? What do they crave? How do they want to feel? And then it's a matter of how do you speak to this? How can you show your audience that you understand where they're currently at? You understand what they really want and you know how to help, right? So that's how you start positioning yourself, your product, your offers as the only solution. That's how you create genuine desire. You speak to the wants and desires that already exist, and you position yourself and your offers as the solution or the vehicle that's going to help your audience get to where they want to be. So a lot of times I see people, you know, they'll post about, let's say again, that Instagram course. They'll be like, hey, my course includes XYZ. Hey, you should grab my course and learn all about Instagram. Or, you know, if you want to learn more about Instagram, here's my course. And it's like, well, people don't really, really deep down want to learn about Instagram. They want to use Instagram to reach their goals and to, you know, create that dream life or help them get to where they want to be. They have these desires, they have, you know, the way they envision their life, and if Instagram is the solution that gets them there or, you know, is the vehicle that can help them get there, that's great, and then they want to learn Instagram. But your marketing needs to speak to what the people actually want. They don't deep down desire to learn Instagram. They deep down desire to make sales on Instagram and, you know, have that passive income coming in while they're sitting on the beach doing the laundry, while, you know, hanging out with their kids, whatever it is. So with your marketing, you really, really, really want to focus on painting that picture, on speaking to those desires, and then you can explain that, hey, this Instagram marketing course is the vehicle that's going to help you get to that point or get to where you want to be. Okay? All right, you guys, that is all that I have for this episode. I hope you guys liked it. And if you did, make sure you give this podcast a review wherever you're listening. So Apple Podcasts is a great example. You can just go. All you need to do is hit those stars. You don't even need to type anything up if you don't want to. Super simple, quick, easy, all of that. And, you know, this just helps the podcast grow and reach more people. And I would greatly appreciate it. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we will see you next time.